भद्रं कर्णे विश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः चिरैरङ्गैः तुष्टवागुंसस्तनूभिः यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नः सार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
माण्डुक्योपनिषत् बिलाङ्ग्स् टु अथर्वणवेद। It is a very small Upanishad with 12 mantras only. Among the 10 principal Upanishads, the smallest Upanishad is Mandukya Upanishad. The name of this Upanishad has got two versions. How this Upanishad has got Mandukya Upanishad? There are two versions or two views. First version is, this Upanishad is associated to a rishi known as Manduka. Manduka rishi sambandhi. This Upanishad is associated with a rishi known as Manduka rishi. Therefore, it is known as Mandukya Upanishad or Mandukyopanishad. This is the first version. The second version, how this name has come to this Upanishad, Manduka means like a frog. Manduka means in Sanskrit, they call it as Mandukam. In English, they call it as frog. This Upanishad jumps like a frog, it leaps. The mantras are as though they are jumping from one stage to another stage, one step to another step, as though. It looks like that, the mantras. Mantras are like leaping, like a frog jump. Therefore, they are called, these mantras are known as Mandukam, no, frog. Therefore, mantras are leaping like the frog. It is called Mandukyopanishad. Some people say like that. This Mandukyopanishad is known as a Sutra Bhuta Upanishad. We can call it as a Sutra Bhuta Upanishad. Means it is like a capsule form of teaching. Capsule form of teaching. The entire Vedantic teaching is in nutshell. The entire Vedantic teaching is in nutshell. Some people say, this is the Upanishad to remember the entire Upanishadic teaching. This Upanishad is meant for remembering the all other Upanishad teaching. What we have seen, other Upanishads, that means all 9 Upanishads, 10 Upanishads, no? 9 Upanishads, the teaching you have to remember, the remembrance is this Upanishad. This Upanishad reminds the entire teaching of other Upanishads. You can understand how much important that Upanishad. It is meant for remembrance. Remembrance of what? Remembrance of all the teaching given in the other Upanishads. So this is why this is called the Sutra Bhuta Upanishad. Very difficult Upanishad. This is very difficult to grasp. They say at least you must have 5-6 Upanishads background knowledge. No? Background means you must have studied 4 or 5 Upanishads previously, then alone you can grasp this Mandukya Upanishad. That much difficult. Kathopanishad is not like that. Mundakopanishad is not like that. Kena is not like that. Even Taittiriyam also is not like that. But in the Upanishad, if you want to study, you must have the 5 Upanishads study, you must have been completed them. You must have completed previously. Complete panna, you feel comfortable. No. Otherwise, koncham purum velangai madri, you cannot swallow this thing. Therefore, this Mandukya Upanishad is praised or glorified in one Upanishad known as Muktiko Upanishad. This Mandukya is praised. Very great Upanishad, this Upanishad. Another Upanishad praised this Upanishad. That is Muktika Upanishad. Muktiko Upanishad. Muktiko Upanishad. Mukti. Muktiko Upanishad. What that Upanishad says about this Upanishad, Mandukya Upanishad, Muktiko Upanishad says, Mandukya Mekameva Alam. Mandukya Mekameva Alam. That means, one Mandukya Upanishad is sufficient to claim Aham Brahmasmi. One Mandukya Upanishad is sufficient. Mandukyam Ekam Eva. One Upanishad is sufficient to get jnanam, to get moksha. Many people know this statement, that's why they avoid studying all other Upanishads. Mandukyam ekameva alam anna podum en artham. So therefore, why we have to study all other Upanishads? Let us study only one Mandukya Upanishad. The Gaudapada knows this statement. Therefore, many people study only one Upanishad, that is Mandukya Upanishad. Therefore, what he did, Gaudapada Acharya wrote a commentary like in verses form for entire Mandukya. Gaudapada is an Acharya who is known as the guru of grand guru of Shankaracharya. You know Shankaracharya, often I mention his name. That Shankaracharya guru is Govindapada. That Govindapada's guru is Gaudapada. So, Gaudapada is the teacher of Govindapada. Govindapada is the teacher of Shankaracharya. Shankara Bhagavat Pada. That means Shankaracharya's grand guru, guru's guru. Guru's guru. That's Gaudapada Acharya wrote in the form of karikas, commentary. There is a name, when you write a commentary in verses form, it is known as karika. Karika. So what he did, 12 mantras, he analyzed in 4 chapters. 4 chapters. He made the Mandukyam very vast. Very vast Upanishad by writing the karikas. 215 karikas in 4 chapters. Totally 215 karikas he wrote. The first chapter is known as Agama Prakaranam. For that only we are seeing the summary today. Agama Prakaranam. It has got 29 karikas. 29 karikas plus 12 mantras. 29 karikas plus 12 mantras occur in this first chapter. Since Atharvana Veda mantras occur in this chapter, Vedak, another name is called Agamam. Therefore, this chapter is known as Agama Prakaranam. Mandukya Upanishad, first chapter is known as Agama Prakaranam because Veda mantras, that is Atharvana Veda mantras, which are known as Mandukya Upanishad, occurs in this chapter. Then second chapter is known as Vaitathya Prakaranam. Vaitathya Prakaranam consists of 38 karikas. Third chapter is known as Advaita Prakaranam. Prakaranam means chapter. Third chapter is known as Advaita Prakaranam, consisting of 36 karikas. Second chapter 38, third chapter 36. Then fourth chapter is known as Alapa Shanti Prakaranam. Alapa Shanti Prakaranam. Alata, fire brand in artham, alata muna, tivetti, alata shanti prakaranam. There are 100 karikas. Now totally 215 karikas. If you add the 12 mantras also, it will become 227. 227. Now, since this Upanishad belongs to Atharvana Veda, the Shanti Patha is Bhadram Karane Vishrunayama Devaha. Shanti Patha, you know very well, for two purposes. One is to get good health, and good healthy cells are gone, healthy mind, healthy intellect, healthy body, so that I can study Shastra well, so that I can grasp the teaching, I can attain Brahma Jnanam, seeking the grace of all the Devatas for good health. Then second purpose of that prayer is Vighna Nivaranartham, from three sources, Adhyatmikam, Adibhautikam, Adidairikam. From three sources, we can suspend, you know, the vighnas, obstacles. Therefore, this is the meaning of the prayer, purpose of the prayer. Pratibandha nivaranartham, pratibandha nivrityartham, arogya praptyartham, mangala shlokaha, shanti pathaha. Now, in the first chapter, that is Agama Prakaranam, the 12 mantras are there, but in between the mantras, karikas occur. In between the mantras, in the middle of the mantras also, karikas will come. Therefore, we change the tune, no? When we were chanting, we have changed the tune. So, you will put a book in the text what we have read, and the you will put a mantra. K and put a karika and artham. K U or U K. U and Upanishad and artham. K means karika in its the text. Okay. Now you can immediately see the text because I am giving the summary only. We are not chanting mantra by mantra. We are seeing the summary. This Upanishad is the condensed form of Vedanta, entire Vedanta, condensed form. The two-fold analysis taken place in this Upanishad. The two-fold analysis. The first Agama Prakaranam begins with the two-fold analysis. What are they in that? First analysis is, first mantra is talking about the introduction of the Chaturmatra Omkara Vicharaha introduction. Chaturmatra Omkara Vicharaha. First mantra is an introductory mantra of first analysis. Then second mantra is the second analysis, that is Chaturmat Atma Vicharaha. Chatushpat Atma Vicharaha. What do you mean by Chatushpat Omkara Vicharan? Enquiry into Pranavaha Omkara. Enquiry into Omkara is called Chatushpat Omkara Vicharaha. I'll explain you later. Chatushpat means what? That Omkara which is in four padas, that Omkara has to be inquired. That is the introduction of the first introductory mantra. Then second mantra talks about the self-inquiry, which has got again chatushpad, four padas. Omkara is chatur matra, four syllables. You know, chatushpad, chatur matra. You can correct it. Chatur matra omkara vicharaha, four syllable omkara. There are four syllables, four matras. Chatushpath Atma Vichara means four padas are there, four steps are there. Pradhama padaha, dvitiya padaha, tritiya padaha, turiya padaha, four padas. Omkaramu akara, ukara, makara and omkara. Chatur matra is chatushpath. Chatur matra omkara vichara, chatushpath atma vichara. Chatur matra omkara vichara given in first mantra as an introduction. Chatushpath atma vichara given in the second mantra as an introduction. Then elaboration comes later. Okay. Now these are the two inquiries or analysis we are going to see from third mantra. The first pada given in the third mantra. Second pada is given in the fourth mantra. Third pada is given in the fifth mantra. Okay. Now you see the mantra yed omkara chaturmatra omkara first. Second mantra chatushpat omkara. But the Upanishad explanation begins with chatushpat atma vichara. Mantra order vandhi chaturmatra omkara, then chatushpat atma vichara. Anal elaboration varumbodhu enna pannudhu Upanishad reverse pannudhu. From third mantra onwards it takes the chatushpat atma vichara, not chaturmatra omkara vichara, but chatushpat atma vichara. So first we have to do what analysis? Chatushpat atma vichara. Adukapram chaturmatra omkara vichara. So you have to reverse the order. In introduction or order, elaboration of another order. Okay. What is that vichara? Now you have to, the Upanishad is introducing the Atman. Chatushpat Atma Vichara. How Upanishad does the Atma Vichara? The background we have to remember. The Lord number one, description of Atma. First stage of teaching. First stage of teaching. The Lord number one is, whatever I experience is different from me. Whatever I experience is different from me. Law number one. Law number two. Whatever I experience is known as object. Whatever I experience is known as object. I the experiencer am the subject. I the experiencer am the subject. This is the law number two. The experiencer is the subject. The experienced thing is object. Then law number three. I experience the world. Therefore, world comes under an object. Law number three. I experience the world. Therefore, world comes under an object. Law number three. What is the law number one? Whatever I experience is different from me is the law number one. I am the subject, the experiencer. Whatever I experience comes under the object category is the law number two. Law number three is, whatever I experience is comes under object. Therefore, once I experience the world, world comes under the objective universe. Law number three. Law number four. Just as I experience the world as an object in universe, similarly, I experience my body and mind also. Body and mind also I experience. I experience my body, I experience my mind. Therefore, I the experiencer is, apply the law number one here. Therefore, I am not the body, I am not the mind. What is the law number four? Since whatever I experience comes under object, I am experiencing my body, mind also. Therefore what? My body and mind also comes under object category. Whatever I experience is not me. It is mine. Whatever I experience is an object. My car, my house, like that I experience my body. Whatever I experience is not me. Therefore, body I am experiencing. Therefore, I am not the body. I experience the mind also. Therefore, I am not the mind. That means what? Body and mind comes under object category. I experience them. Therefore, they come under objective category. I, the subject, is different from the body, mind, object. Clear? The last and the final law number 5. Since I am the subject experiencer, world, body, mind, entire thing comes under objective world. I, the subject, is known as Atma. I, the subject experiencer, is known as Atma. Other than the subject, me, whatever is there, object, either body or mind or world, everything comes under Anatma. Anatma. Clear? These are the foundation stones of Vedanta. These are the 5 laws. You have the laws and not L-O-S-S. L-A-W-S. Law number 1, law number 2, law number 3, law number 4, law number 5. You are studying a lawyer course now. No? So the law number 5, the principles to know the Atma. Now, what is the nature of Atma? Now you can say easily. Atma ke another name is called consciousness. I, the consciousness, am not the part of the body, product of the body, property of the body. Because I am not the body. I am a distinct principle from the body-mind complex. I am a distinct principle. I, the consciousness, am a distinct entity or distinct principle. Separate principle. Separate from what? Body and mind. Why? Because body and mind comes under object. I am the subject. So subject, I am the consciousness, is separate from the body, mind. I pervade the body, mind. I pervade the body and mind. I independently exist. Separate from the body, mind, I independently exist. Body, mind, illamal, I exist independently. I am pervading the entire body and mind. At the same time, I am independent of that body, mind. Object and subject are different or not? Subject can exist independently or not? You are existing here without a car? Yes? You are existing without your house also here? You are existing. Now, without a body, I am not existing, Swami. But you cannot manifest without a body medium. But you, the Atma, ever exist even without the body also. That is what it says. Even after the fall of the body, after the death of the body, I, the consciousness, am surviving. It is not visible. It is not transactable. I, the consciousness, who is the subject, am surviving even after the fall of the body. What is the first principle? Law number over, five laws over. Then first one is what? I, the Atma, I am not the part of the body, product of the body, property of the body. Number one. Number two, I, the consciousness, I am an independent entity. Third point, I, the consciousness, I am that distinct principle. Third point, I, the consciousness, I am an independent, distinct, and surviving even after the fall of the body. Four points. Here you can see distinct, separate, independent. You can take pervading. Pervading inside the body, outside the body. Fourth point, you can take that. I am independent and all pervading, I am distinct. 2, 3, 4 points. Fifth point is what? I, the consciousness, survive even after the fall of the body, death of the body. Fifth point. Sixth point is what? I, the consciousness, I am not able to transact without the body medium. After the fall of the body, I cannot transact with the world. So, who am I now? I am consciousness. This is the basic understanding of my own nature. I am not the body. Mano buddhi citta ahankara na aham. Now comes the next stage of teaching. I am the consciousness of above future, whatever we have seen now. Such a consciousness that what is the relation between the world and I, the Atma? What is the relation between me and the world? Very, very important topic. This consciousness, I, the Atma, I am different from the world, we have understood. But what is the relation in now second stage of learning? Anything to say it is existent in the world, I have to know it first. Knowability. இது இருக்கு அனு சொல்லணும்னா எனிதிங் தட் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் திஸ் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் இருக்கு அனு சொல்லணும்னா இட் மஸ்ட் பி நோன் டு மீ ஆர் டு சம் அதர் பீப்புள் இட் மஸ்ட் பி நோன் டு மீ ஆர் டு சம் அதர் பீப்புள் இட் மஸ்ட் பி நோன் டு மீ ஆர் எய்தர் நவ் ஆர் இன் ஃபியூச்சர் இல்லையா ஒரு பொருள் இருக்கு அனு சொல்லணும்னா அது நமக்கு தெரியணுமா வேண்டாமா அன்னோன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் டு மீ ஆர் டு எனி ஒன் கேன் ஐ ஆக்செப்ட் தட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் ஐ கேன் நெவர் ஆக்செப்ட் எய்தர் இட் மஸ்ட் பி நோன் டு மீ ஆர் இட் மஸ்ட் பி நோன் டு சம்படி எல்ஸ் எய்தர் நவ் ஆர் இன் ஃபியூச்சர் இதுதான் நோபிலிட்டிக்கு ஒரு பிரின்சிபல் ஒரு பொருள் இருக்கான்னு சொல்லணும்னா ஒரு ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் It is existent and so on. It must be known to me or someone else. Or time-wise, either to me, now it has to be known or in future. Or to anybody, it can be known. Appuda andha porul irukka nu solla mudiyum. So, oru porul irukka nu sollanumna, adhukku knowability irukkanum. Illaya? Adhu therinjikka mudiyum nu sonnadha, adhu irukkanu solla mudiyum. But Upanishad says, Atma is that which cannot be known by anybody at any time, at any place. Upanishad says what? Atma is that which cannot be known by anybody, it cannot be seen by anyone அட் எனி டைம் அட் எனி பிளேஸ். அப்ப என்ன, அதுதான் ஆத்மா இல்லை இல்லைன்னு சொல்லுவான் பீப்புள். இந்த நோபிலிட்டி இருந்தாதான் பொருள் இருக்குன்னு சொல்ல முடியும். இப்ப ஆத்மா இருக்கா இல்லையா, இட் ஹாஸ் டு ஃபுல்ஃபில் த கண்டிஷன் ஆஃப் நோபிலிட்டி. இட் மஸ்ட் பி ஐதர் நோன் டு மீ ஆர் டு சம்மன். எனக்கு தெரியல ஆத்மா, யாராவது தெரிஞ்சா கூட பரவாயில்ல. அவனு சொல்றான் எனக்கு தெரியல ஆத்மான்னு சொல்றான், எப்பவுமே தெரியாதுன்னு சொல்றது உபனிஷத்தை. அப்போ அந்த அப்படிப்பட்ட ஆத்மா இருக்கா இல்லையான்னு நமக்கு சந்தேகம் வரலாம். சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் நெவர் டவுட் லைக் தட். ஈவன் தோ யூ கேனாட் சி ஆத்மா அட் எனி டைம் அட் எனி பிளேஸ், நாட் ஓன்லி யூ, நோ ஒன் கேன் சி ஆத்மா அட் எனி டைம் அட் எனி பிளேஸ். Atma do not have knowability, therefore you cannot say it is not existent. And sollade enna eppadi enna, idu first stage of teaching. Second stage of teaching, now come to the third stage of teaching. What is that? Idella mandukalla da irukke, ange irukkiradha na appadiye extract panni sollen irukken. What is the third stage of teaching enna? To know an object, it has to be presupposed by, preceded by, followed by a knower. Knower irundhaane knowability possible. Therinjika vendiyan, therinjika mudiyum avan irukkanum. Knower must be there. So knowability, an object can be known, and the known angra solradhukku munnaadi knower irukkanuma vendama? Knower, K-N-O-W-E-R, தெரிஞ்சிக்கவன், தெரிஞ்சிருக்கவன், அவனு தெரிஞ்சுக்க முடியும். அவன் இருந்தாதானே தெரிஞ்சுக்க முடியும் இல்லையா. Knower is very important to know an object, இருக்கா இல்லையா இல்லையா. So knowability is required to talk about the existence of any object. And knowability is required for the existence of an object. Not only that, knower also is required. Knower also is required. எனக்கு தெரியும், எனக்கு தெரியும், எனக்கு தெரியும், என்ன தெரியும் அப்புறம் விஷயம். எனக்கு தெரியும், நான் தெரிஞ்சிருக்கவன் இருக்கணுமா வேண்டாம? Knower is very important. So this is the third teaching, stage of teaching. Knower is very important to know any existent object. Okay, knower. This knower, how we can know this knower? So therefore, knowability is an object. Okay, the knower is the subject, we say. The knower is the subject. Known object, it is the world is object. That which can be known is object, knower is subject. Shastra says, Upanishad says, this knower must know all the time, all the objects, know whatever is there. Knower. In sleep, is there knower? Nalla thungin irukkumbodhu, what we are knowing? What happened to that knower? Knowability illa, knowerum illa. That means, knower has to choose to be as a knower. எனக்கு தெரிஞ்சுக்கணும் அனி எனக்கு டிசைர் இருக்கணும் ஃபர்ஸ்ட். நோவர் நிறைய விஷயம் இருக்கு, என்ன இருக்கு? We are all desirous of knowing everything. We are seeing so many things in the paper, newspaper, everything. We are all knowers of everything. ஆடி சேல் இருக்கேன்னு என்ன? We are the knowers of ஆடி சேல். என்ன? I desire to be a knower. That is very important. Knower behind, there must be someone to desire to be as a knower. He has to choose to be as a knower. Naan ippo knowera irukkanum, idu therinjikkanum ani irundhaadha and the knowerhood varum, illana varadhu. In sleep la knowerhood venna nu solitta thoongiten. I am not chosen to be as a knower in the sleep. When I wake up, now you are knower or not? I hope you are not sleeping. You are knowing the Mandukya Upanishad. You are choose to listen to Mandukya Upanishad. You are knowing the subject, Mandukya Upanishad. You are the knower. Mandukya Upanishad is the known, knowable object, the subject. You are the knower. You choose to... Suppose you don't want to choose, you don't want or to listen, or you don't want to see, you don't want to know anything. Are you a knower that time? No. You are not knower. That means there is someone other than knower who desires us to be knower or not to be knower. Clear? There is someone who is desirous of, I want to be a knower now. Therinjikkanum enak aasai irukka. And aasai irukkravan yaro irukka ulle. And aasai irundha avanukku, he is desirous of to be a knower. He knows about these things. Ippa TV la oru program varudhu. If you want to know that program, you want to see that program, you switch off. If you don't want to know, switch off. So knower sometimes switched off, knower sometimes switched on. Puriyadhu illayo? And switch on, switch off pandravan da atma. Puriyadha? And the knower ku pinnadi irukravan da atma. The knower nu kuda activate pandravan, the one who is behind that is called atma. So now the technical names are given by Upanishad. The entire objective world, body, mind put together, prameyam anatma. Prameyam object ki Sanskrit la prameyam nu peru. Subject ku pramata nu peru. Pramata and prameyam. How to understand this? Now the next point is pramata and prameyam. Prameyam object, I said pramata is satyam, independently existing, distinct, separate, existing. The prameyam is depending upon pramata. Leo. இப்ப இந்த கிளிப் இருக்குன்னு சொன்ன உடனே என்ன இருக்கணும்? சோ பிரமேயம் கிளிப், பிரமாதா கிளிப்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. நான் ஓகே, பிரமேயம் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், ஐ த நோவர் ஆஃப் த கிளிப் இஸ் பிரமாதா. பிரமேயம் அண்ட் பிரமாதா போத் ஆர் தேர். பிரமாதா இஸ் சத்தியம், பிரமேயம் இஸ் மித்யா. Because prameyam existence is depending upon the pramata. It is not independently existing. Clip irukke anu sollanumna yaar irukano? Naan irukano. So clip existence is depending upon me, the pramata. Prameyam clip is depending upon me for its existence. Adu irukkenu porul sollanumna naan irukano illaya? I the pramata is the one, is satyam, because clip is depending upon me for its existence, therefore it is mithya, unreal, anrutam. Ella porul, knower is the satyam, known object, entire thing is mithya. Subject is real, satyam, object is mithya. It is a rule. Because it is depending upon me, the knower. That is mithya. Now, your homework is what? Entire world is mithya, body is mithya, mind is mithya. All homework is done. Then object, no? World comes under object. Body comes under object. Mind comes under object. Therefore, everything is mithya. Knower, I, the Atma, the consciousness is satyam. Clear? That comes under prameyam. Since the body mind also comes under object universe, this is also mithya. Body mind is also mithya. How the Upanishadic language? Now we come to Upanishadic language. Okay? Now these expressions all you have to grasp, I have given this. Now Upanishadic language is very very unique language. Now you see, I the Atma, when I am associated with the sthula shariram, the Atma gets the name Vishvaha. Upanishad says, I the Atma, consciousness, when I am associated with the sthula shariram, gross body, in waking state, that is, my name is called Vishvaha. Now the entire world is classified into three: gross, subtle and causal. Stoola, sukshma, karana. இப்படியே டேபிள் போட்டுனே போங்க. மூணு லைன். ஓகே, கிராஸ், சட்டில் அண்ட் காசல். சம்ஸ்கிருதத்துல சொல்லணும்னா ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம காரண. டாப்ல கான்சியஸ்னஸ் போடணும், ஃப்ரீ என்று போட்டா போதும். ஐதி ஆத்மா அந்த டாப்ல இருக்கணும். நான் தான் இந்த பிரமாதா, பிரமேயம் எல்லாமே நானே தான். சப்ஜெக்ட் நானே தான், ஆப்ஜெக்ட் நானே தான், பாவமும் நானே, பாட்டகம் நானே என்ன, அது மாதிரி எல்லாம் நானே தான். ஐ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ், வென் ஐ எம் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் கிராஸ் பாடி, ஐ மை நேம் இஸ் கால்ட் விஸ்வஹா. அட் தட் டைம் வென் ஐ எம் விஸ்வஹா, ஐ எம் நோன் ஆஸ் வேக்கர். விஸ்வஹா அனதர் நேம் இஸ் கால்ட் வேக்கர். வேக்கர் இஸ் இன் விச் அவஸ்தா? வேக்கிங் அவஸ்தா. நான் தமிழ் அவஸ்தா. வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட், வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட், ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா. இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் தே கால் இட் அ ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா. நவ் வி ஆர் ஆல் இன் விச் ஸ்டேட்? ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட். நவ் தேர் ஃபோர் மை நேம் இஸ் வாட்? விஸ்வஹா. How can you see your Vishwa? Because I am aware of gross body. Therefore, my name is Vishwaha. I am the waker. I am associated with gross body. I, the consciousness, gets the name Vishwaha. First Padana. This is called Prathama Padaha. Then comes the second Pada. I, the consciousness, when I am getting dream, I am dreamer. I am a dreamer. I, the consciousness, I am associated with a subtle body only in the dream. My name is known as Taijasana. Sanskrit name, Taijasana. I am a dreamer. I am associated with a subtle body. In which state? Not now. No, in night. Today night you are going to get dream body, dream status, and you get the name Taijasa. Whose name is Taijasa? Atma. I, the Atma, is known as Taijasa. One gold, chain, bangle, ring, that is madri. My name is Taijasa. In dream, I am a dreamer. Nuchi avastha, swapna avastha, dream state. இந்த ரெண்டு அவஸ்தை இருக்கா இல்லையா நமக்கு? இப்ப ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தில இருக்கும், நைட்டுக்கு சொப்ன அவஸ்தா. சொப்ன ஜாகிரத்துக்கு அப்பாற்பட்டது ஒன்னொன்னு இருக்கு. அவஸ்தா ஸ்லீப், எல்லாம் டீப் ஸ்லீப், சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா. ஐ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ், ஐ ஆம் அசோசியேட்டட், ஐ ஃபர்கெட் ஸ்தூல சரீரம், ஐ ஃபர்கெட் தி கிராஸ் பாடி, நாட் கிராஸ் பாடி, கிராஸ் பாடி. ஐ ஃபர்கெட் மை ட்ரீம் பாடி ஆல்சோ, ஐ ஃபர்கெட் மை மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ, I forget everything. That state is there or not for every one of us, every day. What is that state? Ella marandikkuvadhu, enna marandika ellame, deep sleep state, sushupti avastha. So jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, sushupti avastha. Every one of us going to deep sleep every day, sushupti avastha. And the sushupti avastha, I, the Atma, am associated with causal body, karana shariram. My name is Prajnaha. My name is Prajnaha. Clear? So, wow, how many names I have got? Jagradavasthala. My name is Vishwaha. My name is I, the consciousness, Atma. I am getting Vishwaha. Name in waking state. Tejasa in dream state, Prajna in sleep state, deep sleep state. So, Tejasa and Cholam Bodha, Aile Atma in Dvitiyas Pada. Prajna and Cholam Bodha, that is Tritiyas Pada. Jagravasta is Pradama Pada, Vishraha, Gross word. Tejasa, Dvitiyas Pada, and Tejasa, Dvitiyas Pada, Swapna Avastha. சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தால பிராஜ்ஞன் என்ற பேர் எனக்கு, நான் சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தில இருக்கேன். அப்போ என்ன ஸ்டேட்ல இருக்கேன்? திருத்திய பாதம்ல இருக்கேன். திருத்திய பாதம் புரியறத, பிரதம பாதா, தித்திய பாதா, திருத்திய பாதம், ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, சொப்ன அவஸ்தா, சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா, ஸ்தூல சரீரம், சூக்ம சரீரம், காரண சரீரம், இது எல்லாமே நானே தான், ஒரே ஆத்மா. இந்த மூணு அவஸ்தை எனக்கு தெரியறது இல்லையோ. What I know is different from me. I know the waking state, I know the dream state, I know the deep sleep state also, but I cannot talk there. இல்லையோ, நல்ல தூங்கும் போது நான் இருக்கேனா இல்லையா? இருக்கேன். ஆனாலும் அங்க பேச முடியல, காலையில் எழுந்து பேசுவேன். ஆனாலும் மூணு அவஸ்தையா தெரிஞ்சிருக்கவன் நான் இருக்கேன். வாட் எவர் ஐ நோ இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ, தேர்ஃபோர் தட் ஸ்தூல சரீர, சூக்ம சரீர, காரண சரீர, ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, சொப்ன அவஸ்தா, சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா, த நோவன் ஆஃப் த்ரீ அவஸ்தாஸ் மஸ்ட் பி டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த்ரீ அவஸ்தா. அதனால அவஸ்தாத்ரய விலக்ஷணா, ஐ எம் த நோவன் ஆஃப் த்ரீ ஸ்டேட், த்ரீ பாடிஸ், தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ எம் அவஸ்தாத்ரய விலக்ஷணா, தேர்ஃபோர் ஹுச் பாதா ஐ ஆம். I am in three padas, three padas, first pada is not there in second pada is not there in third pada, and the waker is not there in dream, dreamer is not there in sleeper, sleeper is not there in waker. Solanuma, but I am there or not? In waker also I am there, in dreamer also I am there, in sleeper also I am there, therefore I must be different from waker, dreamer, sleeper. I am neither Vishwa nor Tejas nor Prajna. I am different from all these three. Therefore, I am Turiya Atma. Chatushpat. I am the fourth Pada, as it were. I am the fourth Pada, as it were. Because I am the knower of three Padas, three bodies, three statuses. Clear? And the law apply pannanum. இதெல்லாம் பிரமாதா லெவல், வெஸ்டி லெவல், இண்டிவிஜுவல் லெவல். வாட் அபவுட் த ரிலேஷன் சொன்னாலே, வேர்ல்டுக்கு எனக்கு ரிலேஷன் என்ன? வாட் எவர் ஐ நோ த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் வேர்ல்ட், தட் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் கால்டு பிரமேயம். டோட்டல் லெவல் இட் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்ச. அகெயின் தேர் ஆல்சோ ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்ச, சூக்ம பிரபஞ்ச, காரண பிரபஞ்ச. ஐதி ஆத்மா, when I am associated with the sthula prapancha, my name is called Virat. I the Atma, when I am associated with the sthula prapancha, gross universe, my name is called Virat, waking world. When I am associated with that sukshma prapancha, I the Atma gets the name Hiranyagarbha, Vidhiya Pada, Hiranyagarbha. I the Atma associated with causal universe, karana prapancha, entire universe, my name is called Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha. Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwara, total level. I the Atma is one. Atma is one, appearing as Vishwa, Tejasa, Prajna at individual level. I the same Atma at total level. If I need a Vishwa, I need a Vishwa, all Vishwa put together what? Virat. All dreamers put together, all sizes are put together, Hiranyagarbha. All Prajnas, me or Prajna, nan or Prajna, nan or Prajna, all Prajna put together, Ishwara. Puriyadha? I the Atma, how I am related to the world, to the body. Body level, I am Vishwa, Tejasa, Prajna. Total level, I am Atma in every body, in every body. Therefore, I am Virat Hiranyagarbha Ishwaraha. So what is the relation? I the Atma pervading in the body also, in the universe also, in all bodies. Upanishad says, purinjana, purila enna, dhyanam panna, enna, omkara dhyanam panna, enna denna. Now comes the chitur matra omkaram. எப்படி this first பாதா, second பாதா, third பாதா, அதே மாதிரி அகார உகார மகார செவன்த் மந்திரா இஸ் த கம்ப்ளீஷன் ஆஃப் சதுஷ்பாத் ஆத்ம விசார இஸ் ஓவர் வித் செவன்த் மந்திரா. தட் செவன்த் மந்திரா நாந்த பிரஜம் ந பகிஷ் பிரஜம் நோபயத பிரஜம் வித் தட் சதுஷ்பாத் ஆத்ம விசார ஓவர் நம்ம எய்த் மந்திர ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் சதுர் மாத்திர ஓங்கார விசார கம்ஸ். இஃப் யூ ஆர் நாட் எசிமுலேட் திஸ் சதுஷ்பாத் ஆத்ம விசார உபனிஷத்துக்கு சதுர் மாத்திர ஓங்கார விசார தட் வாட் இட் சேஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மாத்ரா இஸ் கால்ட் அகார, செகண்ட் மாத்ரா மீன்ஸ் லெட்டர் இஸ் கால்ட் உகாரா, திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சப்த விசார அண்ட் அர்த்த விசார. சப்த மீன்ஸ் நாம, அர்த்தா மீன்ஸ் ரூப, நாம ரூப விசாரான். அகார பிரதம பாதா பிரதமா மாத்ரா, உகாரா த்விதீய மாத்ரா செகண்ட் லெட்டர், மகாரா த்ருதீய மாத்ரா. வாட் அபவுட் துரியாத்மன சைலன்ஸ்? ஓம் சைலன்ஸ். சைலன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் நாட் சைலன்ஸ், இன் ஹூஸ் பிரசன்ஸ் sound and silence coexist. I and the Atma, I am aware of sound as well as silence. I am the awareness. I am the awareer of A, I am the awareer of U, I am the awareer of Um, I am the awareer of Om. Om, sound also I am awareer of. First Om, second Om, middle end irukke, silence. Do you, are you aware of that silence or not? So I am aware of that silence. Clear? That is Om Chatur Matra Turiya Atma. Silence. Chatur Matra. This is the Chatur Matra Vichara Hana. If you meditate upon that Vishwa is related to Virat. Sula Shriram corresponds to Sula Prapancha. Meditate upon Sula Prapancha. Sushma Shariram, meditate upon Tejasa, is corresponding to the Hiranyagarbha, equated. Meditate upon that. And Prajna can meditate upon Ishvara. Now who is there behind this Vishwa Tejasa Prajna and Virat Hiranyagarbha Ishvara? Pinnadi aar iruka? Aidi Atma. My name is what? Suriya Atma. I am the Suriya Atma. Bhava Abhava Pratyaksha Sakshi Aham Asmi. So, Pada, Matraha, Matrasya Padaha. In the mood padangal, mood matraha. Equate pandungo. Correcta irukumunna. Okay. Omkara Dhyanam or Pranava Dhyanam. Only those who have gone through this Upanishad, who study Mandukya Upanishad, they are only eligible to do Omkara Dhyanam. No one should take the Omkara Dhyanam, not summary listening. Full listening Omkara, Mandukya Upanishad only, they are eligible to do Omkara Dhyanam. Yarume Omkara Dhyanam pannave koodadu. That is the rule given by Shastra. Okay. Therefore, sound, I am the witnesser of the sound, I am the consciousness principle, I am conscious of sound, I am conscious of silence. So, I am Amatraha. I am Amatra. I am neither Akara, nor Ukara, nor Makara. I am Omkara, Suriya Atma, and the silence also I am. Shastra says. Now, you see that first to fifth karika, summary of 3, 4, 5 mantras. 3, 4, 5 mantras are summarized in 1 to 5 karikas. And second karika is talking about Vyashti Samashti Upasana. இந்த 1 to 5 தானே செகண்ட் காரியத்தை டாக்கிங் அபவுட் வெஷ்டி சமஷ்டி உபாசன. விஸ்வா இஸ் ஐடென்டிக்கல் டு விராட், தைஜசா இஸ் ஐடென்டிக்கல் வித் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பா, பிராஜ்ஞா இஸ் ஐடென்டிக்கல் வித் ஈஸ்வரா. இப்படி உபாசனை பண்ணா கொஞ்சம் புரியும் மாண்டூக்கிய உபனிஷத்து, இல்லைன்னா கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சம் கஷ்டமா இருக்கும். Then 6 to 7 Karika commentary upon the 6th mantra. Esa Sarveshwaraha, Esa Sarvajnaha, Esa Antaryami, the Ishwaranudaya nature adu. 6th mantra is analyzed in 6th and 7th Karikas. And 7th mantra is analyzed in from 10th to 18th Karikas. Suriya ஞானம், துரிய ஆத்ம ஞானம், துரிய ஆத்ம ஞான பலம். 10 to 18 காரிக்கா எலாபரேட். 10 to 18 யூ கேன் டேக். இன் தட் 10 to 18 யூ கேன் டேக் 10 to 11 to 15 ஃபோர் ஃபாதர்ஸ் கம்பேரிட்டிவ் ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம காரண ஃபோர் ஃபாதர்ஸ். I am neither stula book nor sukshma book or karana book. I am neither vishwa, tejasa or prajna. I am different from them consciously. இப்படி பட்ட நேச்சர் புரிஞ்சுக்காமல எங்க எந்த அளவுக்கு அஜ்ஞானம் இருக்காம தெரியும் நம்ம. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திர ஃபார் 6-5 இயர்ஸ் டு நோ வேர் வி ஆர். How much ignorance we have and therinjikiradhukke or 5-6 varsham padikkanum appuram da padipu starting nama. Okay, 11 to 15 four fathers comparative study, then 16 17 and 18 karikas. 16th karika, how one can come out of viparyasa delusion. 16th karika is given how do we drop that viparyasa. All given 17 and 18 karikas. Then 8th mantra is Omkara, talking about Omkara. 9, 10, 11 mantras, Matra, Padaha, Pada, Matraha, comparative study. 3 matras, 3 padas, all comes in the 9th, 8th, 10th, 11th mantras, not karika. 8th mantra onwards starting that Omkara vichara, 9, 10, 11 also each matra is discussed. Then 19th to 20th, 3rd karikas, Adhyaropa explanation. How a person is deluded totally. How people think there is a creation, Atma created everything, Ishwara creates everything, there is no creation at all. Only Advaitam is there, there is no duality at all. What you are seeing is only an appearance. It is only your delusion, your ignorance only making you to see the duality. That Adhyaropa, what you are superimposing, everything is explained from 19th to 23rd karika. And 12th mantra talks about Omkara, 4 matras, Turiya, 4 padas. All this Turiya Atma at 3 padas, different levels. Just like the chain, bangle and ring, the gold is there inside. Where bangle is there, chain is not there. Where chain is there, bangle is not there. Where bangle chain is there, ring is not there. But who is there? Gold is there. Like that, I the Atma am the waker, dreamer and sleeper. I the Atma am total level, Virat, Hiranyagarbha and Ishvara. Therefore, I am everything. What is the relation between world and me? பிரமேயமும் நானேதா, பிரமாதாவும் நானேதா. இந்த பிரமாதா பிரமேயம், ஐ தி ஆத்மா பிளேயிங் எ ரோல் இன் த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். இட் இஸ் எ டிராமா ஃபார் மீ. இஃப் ஐ நோ திஸ், லைஃப் இஸ் எ ஸ்போர்ட். இஃப் ஐ டு நாட் நோ திஸ், லைஃப் இஸ் எ பர்டன். ஐ தி ஆத்மா அலோன் கிவிங் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டு த ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ். த பிரமேயம் வேர்ல்ட் ஆல்சோ, I am only Virat, I am only Hiranyagarbha, I am only Ishvara. I the Atma, behind every Nama, Rupa. in the body also behind this vishva taijasa pragna I the atma only the truth reality satyam so whatever is experienced is mithya therefore what virat hiranyagarbha ishvara vishva taijasa pragna all names are my names only they are all depending upon me I am the satyam they are mithya what experientially real actually unreal that's my expression that is so now I am where I am in this body all I am in every body in everybody and I am in this body also as what atma awareness consciousness now are you conscious of everything or not that consciousness is you are conscious of your body therefore you are not the body therefore you are consciousness but you are not the body because you are conscious of body body is yours you are not the body what is mine is not me yes or no my handbag not me it is mine my body when my handbag is not me my body is also not me my mind not because it's mine what is mine is not me therefore mandukya upanishad says you are the turiya atma you are not this anatma nama rupa prapancha is your vibhuti but what we are doing we have forgotten the turiya atma real status which is eternal but we are taking the nama rupa body mind complex is real ahankara and mamakara idu anatma real ennu nenchi and anatma body ellave my daughter my son my husband ella real ennu nenikkarom anala behind the husband behind the daughter behind the son who is the satyam atma this atma that atma are one or two ரெண்டு ஆத்மா மூணு ஆத்மா சொல்லக்கூடாது செயினுக்கு பின்னாடி பேங்கிலுக்கு பின்னாடி ரிங்குக்கு பின்னாடி என்ன இருக்க ஒரு கோல்ல ரெண்டு கோல்ல மூணு கோல்ல ஒரே கோல்டு தான் அது என்ன சொன்னாடு சத்தமா இது கூட சொல்லுங்க பிஹைண்ட் நல்ல நாமரூபங்களுக்கு பின்னாடி ஆத்மா தான் இருக்க இந்த பாடிக்கு பின்னாடி ஆத்மா தான் இருக்க எல்லாமே ஆத்மா தான் இருக்க அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்